A question bar. All right, thank you very much. So I have a question. There is an Amy on here. Is this the same Amy that I know from a long, long time ago? Howard White, getting gooder. Good, getting good, and getting gooder. Awesome. Want to welcome everyone to today's call. Today's webcast, and we have a lot of our new coaching members. We're launching a whole bunch of new coaches in the midst of that, and so I see that they are typing in. So I need to hear from Amy. Amy, I don't know how to pronounce the last name, but is that the same Amy that we knew that was in the inner circle a long time ago? That's my question. Nathan, what's up? The guy who went to my very first seminar ever in San Diego, California in 1999. Now, that wasn't the first time I ever taught a seminar. It's just the first public paid seminar that I did. All right. Well, we are about to get started here. Oh, Nathan, that's right. You didn't come. That was Stephen and your dad. That's right. That's right. Okay. Got it. Well, at least I got the date right. All right. Looks like my staff is ready to go. It's 9:01 a.m. Central Time, so we're going to get going. I'm going to turn my webcast off and get my recording started here. So see, I'll pull up the slides, and we'll see you guys in a bit. Okay? All righty. Well, again, good morning, everybody. This is Howard Partridge. It's a pleasure to be with you today. And today is the first of the last. Today is the first session of the very last live 6-week course that I will be doing. We may do it again before the end of the year, but we already have our marketing calendar laid out. I seriously doubt that we will do this course again. Those of you who are watching this either today or sometime in the next 7 days, you'll have an opportunity to not only register, but you'll also and go through the whole course live and ask me any question that you want. Take advantage of that. I charge $10,000 for a full day of coaching or speaking or training, and people pay that. So take advantage of that. And also, when you register and you actually show up, then you will get the replay as well. So this is a live course. We have it priced accordingly. My home study course is $497 on my website right now. The digital course is $397. You can register for this whole course for $197, and that is the least that we do anything for, especially live. So why are we doing this? Why have we invited you on here for the first session at no charge, and why are we going to register you for the rest of the series for only $197? Here's why. Well, first of all, it doesn't cost us anything additional to do this webcast, and we found that people do business with those that they know, like, and trust. And my hope is that through today's webcast that you will get to know us, like us, and trust us. It's not just me, it's our whole team. And that you will get enough value for your time, and that you'll be able to see that, wow, I need to become a customer. So once you become a customer by getting the 6-week course and attending live and getting the replays and all that good stuff, we hope that you will then come to our conference in October and that you'll become an Inner Circle member. Of course, there's no obligation to do so, but there is all the upside to be able to learn the proven systems that are transforming small businesses all around the world today. These are the same systems that I use in my businesses to this day. And I am going to pour out my heart and soul to you and I'm going to share these systems that are working right now in thousands of businesses around the world. And in the Inner Circle alone, we have over 100 different industries. So it doesn't matter what industry you're in, doesn't matter what town you're in, doesn't matter whether you're in a small community or a large community. What matters is that you have a vision and you want to grow. All right? Fair enough. Well, let's get going here. All right. My mentor, the late Zig Ziglar, said, "You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind." How many of you have goals? Obviously, you're on this webcast today because you want to learn something that will help you reach your goals. And even if you can't clearly define your dream, if you can't clearly define your goals, there's something that you want out of life, there's something that you want out of your business, and that's why you're here today. Now, the thing is that I hope to help you put some new things into your mind today and through this series that will help you to get where you want to go, but most importantly, to change who you are. Zig Ziglar also said it's not what you get when you reach your goals, it's who you become. I can tell you that I'm a different person today from building my business and reaching goals. My most important question that I'll ever ask you is this one right here, and that is, do you remember why you went into business for yourself to start with? Was it to make a lot of money, or was it really to be your own boss, to chart your own course, to have a little more quote-unquote free time? Yeah, right. The brutal reality of most small business owners' lives is you feel like a slave to the business. There's very little family time. Business consumes your mind 24/7. Major stress, no real freedom. You feel like you have a job instead of owning a business, and your day is consumed putting out brush fires. Well, I know how that is because I've been there, done that. I'm originally from L.A., Lower Alabama, and don't worry, my wife doesn't laugh at my jokes either, but I actually grew up on welfare in Mobile, Alabama. There were 7 kids crammed in a little 600-square-foot shack, and the roof on this house was so bad that every time it rained, we had to get out all the pots and pans to catch the leaks. My mother fed us on $100 a month from the welfare department. I still remember getting Christmas presents from the social workers. Well, when you grow up in an environment like that, what are you likely to turn out like? Well, for me, it was an 18-year-old rebellious teenager. I got kicked out of the house by my stepdad, and I deserved it because I was rebellious. Well, I had zero money, no money, and my buddy and I scraped up $39.95 from some friends for a Greyhound bus ticket for me to go to Houston. And I literally arrived in Houston, Texas with 25 cents in my pocket to live with my real dad, who left when I was a year old. I'd only met him twice, didn't even know him. But my sister was here visiting, here in Houston, visiting with him. And I didn't really have any place to go. And I knew that she would take care of me. I didn't even know if he would be there, if he would take me in. Well, he did, and I became a waiter. And I worked in these restaurants where we did tableside cooking, Steak Diane, Bananas Foster, Cherry's Jubilee, wore a tuxedo to work, and setting stuff on fire inside at that age was pretty cool, let me tell you. But I always wanted to have my own business. You know, when I was a kid, I cut grass, I picked up pine cones and things. I just never saved my money. And I was only making enough money really to pay the rent. And then I met my wife, Denise Congette Antoinette Pinella. Now, that's Italian, and she's from New Jersey, and I'm from where? Lower Alabama. This is going to be a good match. So my dad buys me a pinstripe suit. My wife tells me to keep my mouth shut because I have an accent. You know, pinstripe suit because they're Italian, you know. And, you know, Zig had something to say about that, too. He said, you know, if you take an old boy from the South and you take him up North and he stays too long, he's going to come back with an accent. He said, but if you take an old boy from the North and you bring him down South and he stays long enough, he'll be talking normal. Well, get married in an Italian family, you don't get wedding presents. What do you get? You get cash. We got $3,000 cash and wedding money. And there was a friend of the family, same age as me, 23 at the time, tooling around in a little red Mercedes convertible, and that got my attention. I said, I want to know what that guy does. and I want to know if it's legal, you know, Italians and all that. Well, my wife's family's not like that, of course, but turns out that this guy had his own business. So I get back to Houston, and I spend the entire $3,000 that we have to our name starting my first business out of the trunk of my car. My wife was really thrilled about that, let me tell you. So for the next 13 years, I made good money, but I really struggled. I worked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I felt like a slave to my business. You know, when I traveled, much of that vacation was consumed on the cell phone, talking to customers and employees back home. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Well, in 1997, I learned two secrets that changed my life forever. I read a little book called The E-Myth by Michael E. Gerber, and I learned two secrets from that book. I went down to my favorite place in the world, Destin, Florida, sat on the beach, rewrote my life, and the first secret that I learned from that book, I implemented as soon as I got back to Houston, and that was that you got to have systems in your business. You got to work on the business instead of in the business, as Michael Gerber has said. And I transformed that company into a multi-million dollar enterprise. We have 40 team members that love their work. It's a turnkey business, which allows me to do what I love to do, and that is what I'm doing right now. Thanks to that man in that picture right there, Mr. Tom Ziegler, I not only became an international business coach, we've traveled all over the world together. That picture right there is in front of Cambridge University where we spoke. I never went to college. And I became the exclusive small business coach for the Ziegler Corporation. I've been mentored personally by Michael Gerber and John Maxwell. Michael Gerber is the number one leadership, the number one small business expert in the world, and John Maxwell is the number one leadership expert in the world. In fact, in June of this year, I was asked to introduce Michael Gerber at his 80th surprise birthday party. I've got a phenomenal team, just absolutely off the charts, and this is my service company right here that does several million dollars a year. It's turnkey. Then I have, this is our marketing team that tripled our referral source marketing, and they were on the stage at one of our conferences sharing what they did to do that. And this is our office team there at my service company. And this is my leadership team. Now, I've got to update these pictures a little bit because Santiago has moved up to Phenomenal Products. Aliki has taken his place there. This is Scott Zack. He's our administration director, looks over all the finances and all that sort of thing. This is Johan. He runs the operations, no sweat. And I need to update this picture because this was like last year. We just did a team picture. I'm sorry I didn't do this. My staff is probably going, okay, Howard, get it together, because we have a phenomenal picture, and maybe I'll show it to you in just a minute. And we have another team member who's off the charts, and her name is Dana. We also have a phenomenal coaching team, Santiago over here to the right, Mr. Rick Jones. Mr. Rick Jones was with Dale Carnegie for 33 years. He owned the Houston franchise for over 20 years. And wow, how blessed are we to have him on our team. Santi knows my systems like no one else does. Sherry Perry is one of our pod facilitators, our small group facilitators. And Ellen Rohr is our financial and team coach. Michelle Prince is our speaker, author coach. And Carl Qualls is our special agent. He looks like James Bond, doesn't he? I just dispatched him to do a program with one of one of my colleagues who's a international consultant. And we got a whole bunch of people that are coming on as coaches with our new coaching process. Well, I got to know Michael Gerber. I got to know him personally, and this is the first time he came on my stage when we had about 60 people in the room. We've had Bob Berg, Joseph Michelli, who have shared some really nice things about me. And the reason that I show you these two pictures is because Bob Berg probably wrote the best book ever on relationship marketing. How many of you know that all of business and all of life is about relationships? And his book, The Go-Giver, it probably does the best job of showing how those business relationships work on the inside. And then the reason I mentioned Joseph Michelli is because he is an international branding expert, number one New York Times bestselling author of books like The Starbucks Experience. And one of the things that we teach, that I'll be teaching actually next week, one of the things that we teach in our marketing is how to create an experience in your marketing, not just in your delivery, but in your marketing. It's called experiential marketing. He's one of the best. And of course, as I mentioned before, John Maxwell, my current leadership mentor, and Michael Gerber, my good friend. I'm most proud, I think, of my relationship with Zig Ziglar, and here's why. I should say the Zig Ziglar Corporation. Mr. Ziglar passed away in 2000, but I think the reason is that the wisdom of this great man, American legend Zig Ziglar, who, by the way, touched an estimated 250 million lives on the planet through his books and CDs. When he passed away on November 28th of 2012, it was national news. It was covered on CNN. It was a trending topic on Twitter. And wow, he had such an impact. And we're carrying on that legacy along with Tom and through small business as far as my part goes. But I started building a relationship with them after Zig spoke at our conference, and I started doing a bunch of video webcasts for Ziglar. We shared the stage together. And then we started building that relationship, which I'll tell you a little bit more about a little bit later. I have four best-selling books. All of them got number one on Amazon in at least one category. But what we're most proud of is all the Inner Circle members and clients and business owners around the world that have had record success. This is my friend John Torres, who went from zero to 47 employees with our systems. He'll do $11 million this year. This is John Browning. He's in Nashville. Started with us at $10,000 a year. He's 10x'd his company. It's turnkey. This is Ralph Greco, went from $250,000 to $750,000 and reached his dream of his kids taking over his business for him. He's retired now. This is Jeremy and Stephanie Overturf, quadrupled their business. Chris Myatt, $120,000 to $500,000. Eric from $225,000 to $1.5 million. Evan increased by $500,000 in the first year, but what's more important, $158,000 in net profit. He just sent me a text yesterday. He just took a month off, and he said he didn't even have to check into his business hardly at all. This is Matt McKinley, who I believe is on the line right now. He's one of our coaches, our new coaches moving forward. And as you can see, he is not disabled, but he is handicapped. And in order to understand what I mean by that, you're going to have to read our new book that's coming out here in October called Phenomenal Small Business Success Stories. He's one of the featured stories in there. But they went from a disorganized $8.5 million to a focused $11 million. Now, I shared with you earlier that I learned two secrets back in 1997 that changed my life. I learned them from Michael Gerber, and I implemented them. The first one is you got to have systems in your business, but this one is what I call the greatest business lesson that I ever learned, and that is the one reason that your business exists, the one and only reason your business exists, is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. That's the only reason it exists. If you get that one thing and you keep that thing in mind every single day, it can change your life. In fact, that's what got me in the very last chapter of Zig Ziglar's very last book. Tom said he wanted to write a chapter called Born to Win for Business Leaders. And he said, Howard, don't you have some kind of quote that connects the personal to the business? I sent it up there to him. And because of that, we began to work together and helped him with that last chapter of that book. And we started doing seminars. It's just been an amazing journey. So your business exists for one reason and one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. Now, how many of you would agree with me that your business can have a dramatic impact on your personal life? And the fact is that that impact can be either positive or negative, and that depends on a few factors. Number one, do you have a vision for your life? Well, let me ask you a question about the graphic that's on the screen right now. There are seven core areas of life: family, mental, financial, spiritual, career, personal, and physical. Which one of those areas are you supposed to be unsuccessful in? And the answer is none. On a scale of 1 to 10, how successful are you supposed to be in those areas? Borderline 11. That's a phenomenal life. By the way, life stands for living in freedom every day. There's no freedom in being a slave to your business. There's no freedom in being in debt. There's no freedom in not having positive relationships. There's no freedom in not knowing the things that you need to know and not doing the work that you are called to do and not having the relationship with God that you're supposed to have. Now, speaking of a phenomenal life, here's my phenomenal wife, Denise Conjette Antoinette Pinella Partridge, and our son Christian, who is 23. Now, Tom and I, in the last chapter of Born to Win, began to outline the business systems. There are five of them, and these are the things that you're going to learn about over the next 5 weeks. Today is the goals, plans, and systems that I'll get to in just a minute, but there are five systems. The first one is marketing. Marketing is everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. Sales is everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers. Operations is everything that you do to serve your customers, clients, patients, members, or guests, depending on what kind of business you have. Administration is everything that you do to track those numbers. And then leadership is everything that you do to plan your business, direct your business, and keep it moving forward. Now, my second book, The Five Secrets of a Phenomenal Business, the reason I wrote this book is because Michael says the secret is in the system. The question is why? Well, the why question is your life goal. Let me ask you a question. Would you agree that your life would be pretty phenomenal if you were a borderline 11 on all seven of those spokes? Absolutely. Now what we have to do is we have to take our marketing, sales, operations, administration, and leadership up a notch and make it phenomenal. That means extraordinary, remarkable. Then what we got to do is we got to create a system. So many people have called this book right here the handbook for small business because it shows you how to implement those systems in your business. And what we're going to do is, those of you that join this course, we're going to give you the electronic copy of this book. And I just decided to do that on the fly so my team can take note of that and make sure that they get that when they register. That would be better than phenomenal. Here's the thing: success doesn't happen by accident, it happens by design, and it all starts with a dream. Do you have a dream? Do you have a picture? As John Maxwell says, a dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, your will, and emotion, empowering you to do everything that you can to achieve it. You see, most people look at all this work that I'm going to show you that needs to be done in their business, and they say, man, that's just a lot of work. That tells me you don't have a big dream. That tells me that you don't have the right picture in your mind. See, if you have your dream in mind, if you have your ultimate life goals in mind, and you're willing to make the investment, you're willing to do the work, you got to focus on the outcome. So today what we're going to cover is we're going to cover what we call phenomenal GPS, and that is your roadmap to phenomenal success. How many of you have used GPS either on your phone or in your vehicle when you didn't know how to get to where it is that you wanted to go? Absolutely. So the thing is that GPS has to have two things in order to give you that roadmap or give you that route. Number one, you have to have your destination in mind. That's your dream. That's your life goals. The second thing is you have to know where you're at right now. So one of the things that we do in the program is we show you how to evaluate your life by doing an assessment. We call it the Wheel of Life assessment. And then we have a business assessment that you do where you can evaluate where your business is right now, what systems need to be implemented. All right. So GPS stands for goals, plans, and systems. And that gets you from where you are to where you want to be. So first of all, you have to have goals to go with that dream. Second is you got to have a plan, that's a roadmap to get there. And then you have to have systems to get you there. Remember that your business is a vehicle, and a vehicle is a set of systems, and that's the vehicle that you have chosen to help you achieve your life goals. So goals, where are you going? Plans, how are you going to get there? Systems, what vehicles will you use? The first thing that you want to learn and that you'll learn in the course is how to use the Ziglar goal setting process. As the very first Ziglar Legacy certified trainer in the world, and we also have almost all of our coaches are Ziglar Legacy certified. They can take you through this goal setting process, and there are 7 steps to do that, so you got to learn that system. And then we have what we call the Simple Dimple Business Plan. One of the things that you'll like about me, I think, is that we take all this complex stuff, and what we've done is we've come up with this whole assessment, 50 different systems with a whole bunch of subsystems. It's a lot to have a predictable, profitable, turnkey business, and it's not going to happen overnight. But then what I do is I break it down into what I call simple dimple systems, simple ways to make the complex easy and simple and to focus every day. So you start with your business vision, and this is all in the Simple Dimple Business Plan that you get in our course. Number two is you're going to have your business assessment, all right? And that's your vision is where you're going. Your assessment is where you are now. You need to have a marketing plan. You need to have a sales plan. You need to have an operations plan, an administration plan, and a leadership plan. And then what we do is in our coaching program is we show you how to boil all of that down into what we call our Phenomenal 4 projects. And then we teach a process called the Daily Time Capsule, which I will answer any questions you have about all of this. We're going to include the Simple Dimple Business Plan document when you register for this course. All right? Again, that's an extra bonus that I just decided on. Team, make note of that. Last year, I got certified in Gary Keller's One Thing workshop. The One Thing is not only a number one best-selling book, but Gary Keller started Keller Williams Realty, which is the largest residential real estate company in the world. And when he got his breakthrough, when he got his One Thing breakthrough, their business started growing 40% year over year over year over year. This is the secret to productivity. This is the secret to getting things done and being focused. And so in the Inner Circle, we work with our clients to get organized and get focused and stay moving forward with their One Thing. So you got goals, you got plans, and then you got systems. And I want to talk to you about systems here today. And that's what the rest of this webcast is all about, is how to build systems in your business so you can stop being a slave to your business. Well, I know these are big words from a guy from Alabama, and I put these together a long time ago, and this is maybe not that simple, but there's a point here, and that is that systems stand for systematizing your strategies to execute management successfully. I know that's a mouthful, but I'm going to give you a simpler one in just a minute. But the point is that we have strategies. We have ways that we market. We have ways we recruit for employees. We have ways that we keep track of our numbers. You may not consider them a strategy, but you do. The question are they the best strategies? And more importantly, are they systematized? Are they streamlined so that you don't have to do double, triple the work every day to make it happen? A simpler way to say system is save yourself time, energy, and money. I got that from my friend David Fry. Here's why systems are so critical. Number one, it's the only way to profitable growth. How many of you have seen companies, or maybe you have been in this situation yourself, that you grew in revenue, but you didn't grow in profits? Maybe you hired someone and you didn't increase your revenue, or you didn't have any tracking systems in place where you knew what was going on. In session 5 of this course, I'm going to show you exactly how I track my numbers, exactly how we track our P&L, profit loss, and how we compare it, and how you can maximize your profits. Number 2 is the only way to manage effectively. You cannot keep all of the details in your mind without some systems in place. It makes your team members perform better. You can have the best people in the world, but if there's not organization, if there's not this is how we do it here, if there is not some consistency there, you're not going to get the most out of your team members, and they're going to be frustrated. If they're good team members, they want to perform, they want to win. One of the biggest reasons for systems, it has to do with your clients, your customers, your patients, your members. In the Inner Circle, we have over 100 different industries, from restaurants to doctors to lawyers to coaches to people in the cleaning business, restoration business, construction business, HVAC, plumbing, you name it, skincare, it's there. Your customer needs to get the same experience every time. Otherwise, they think that something's wrong. Have you ever been to McDonald's, the hamburger restaurant? I know that's a trick question, but of course, maybe we shouldn't go to McDonald's, but everybody's probably been to McDonald's, or you're at least aware of McDonald's, and the fact that you can get the same hamburger in Tokyo as you get in Paducah, Kentucky. Might not be the best hamburger, but it is the same hamburger. How many of you have noticed that human beings do weird things? Now, I can't tell you that systems will solve all your problems, but I can tell you that if you have the 5 components that I'm about to share with you in place, and you practice good leadership, and you do the 3 things that I'm going to tell you to do here in just a minute, you'll have fewer surprises. Your business will be more predictable and more profitable. How many of you owners are like me? You love to change things, but you don't communicate effectively, or you forget to tell people what you decided, or you had a 5-minute meeting walking down the hallway and everybody's in a hurry, and you're changing things all the time. So when you have systems, then the thing is that keeps the owner in line, and I still fall into that trap sometimes. I go off of the system. I did it twice already today. It takes less of the owner's time. Ultimately, that's what systems are all about. The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. Live in freedom every day. I was on with one of our clients yesterday, and they have 8 locations, restaurant locations, and they were just talking about how when they started with us a year ago, they were working 80 hours a week. They'd start at 5 and get home at 9, never saw their house in daylight. And now they're still working, they're working 45 hours a week, but they're taking a lot of vacations. Their team has grown. And, of course, they're in our highest level membership too. But the point is that they started right here where you're starting. How many of you would like to sell your company one of these days for a lot of money? Well, my friend has a neighbor who's a billionaire, and he asked this billionaire for advice because this billionaire owns all these businesses around the country. And the billionaire told him this. He said, build your business to sell it. Build your business to sell it. And then don't sell it. Build your business to sell it, and then don't sell it. Why? Because if it's a predictable, profitable, turnkey money machine, why would you sell it? And if you have to or want to, for whatever reason, you can. But here's the problem. The problem is that nobody wants to buy your 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. Not anybody with money anyway. And anybody who does buy it, they aren't going to be satisfied, and you're going to have a problem. They want a set of keys to a vehicle where you take the key, put it in the crank, turn the crank. It works just as well for them as it does for you. Now, here's the three things that you have to do. If you want a phenomenal business, it requires three important things. Number one, you got to have phenomenal leadership. I'm going to be teaching that in session number 6. Then you want to go deeper, you get our home study course. You just upgrade to that. You come to our conference. You become a member. Number 2, you got to have phenomenal people. The way that you're going to get phenomenal people is you're going to exercise phenomenal leadership. And the way that you're going to get the most out of the whole team, including yourself, is to have phenomenal systems in place. And here are the 5 components of a phenomenal system. Number 1, you got to have a vision. You got to have that dream. You got to have goals for your business. The first thing that we do in the Simple Dimple business plan is you write out your vision for your company 1 year from today. I want you to think about that. What do you want your company to look like 1 year from today? You got to share that with the team. One of the things you'll learn in module 6 on this Phenomenal Systems 6-week live course, the last one that I'm doing live, is leadership, what leadership is. I'll go ahead and tell you what my definition of leadership is. My definition of leadership is effectively communicating the vision. You got to communicate that vision with your team. This is where we're going. And then we have something that we teach called MVP. This is in the Simple Dimple Business Plan. The Simple Dimple Business Plan by itself is worth the entire investment of this course, even if you don't do anything else. But I am going to, when you show up live, we're going to also give you the replay. But you got to show up live. If you're going to join this course, you got to show up live. If you can't show up live, then get our digital home study course. It's going to cost you a little bit more, but it's $397. It's worth every bit, 100% money back guarantee, whole nine yards. But the thing is that on the Simple Dimple Business Plan, you're going to learn how to create your mission, your values, and your purpose. That's what we call MVP. Your mission is what you do every day to reach the vision. Your values are who you're going to be, how you're going to act, the rules of the game, the principles that we're going to live by. And you're going to have 3 to 5 values. We're going to show you what our values are in this course. And then purpose is why you do what you do. What's the hole in the marketplace? What does your community miss out on? How do you make a difference? It's the why that you're in business. Simon Sinek wrote a great book called Start With Why. The why is the emotion. The reason that we do what we do, our why, our purpose, is that more small business owners might have life. Our mission is to help small business owners stop being a slave to their business. And we have 5 values that we live by. And our purpose is that small business owners would have more life, live in freedom every day. The second thing that you need to have is what we call an organizational chart. I'm going to show you my organizational chart in just a minute. And you're going to be thoroughly depressed. Thoroughly depressed. You'll see why in just a minute. Then you've got to have policies in these five areas. You need to have procedures in these five areas. And then you need to have what we call PRDs, which are performance, results, descriptions. So you're going to outline the positions of the team on your org chart, and then you're going to create a PRD, a performance results description, not a job description. You don't want people to have a job. You want them to get results, and this is how you have to perform. These are the policies and procedures that you got to implement to be able to get those results. All right? Now, here is the organizational chart of most companies on the planet. Doesn't matter how big, doesn't matter how small, this is probably the reality. What about you? So there are 12 functions on this organizational chart. You've got marketing, somebody's got to do that, right? You got sales, somebody has to do that. You have service, somebody has to do that. You have tracking, somebody has to do that. Well, someone has to make sure that it gets done, and that's the manager role, is supervising and running reports and making sure that everything gets done. And then the directing is the working on the business. Where are we going? What's the vision? What does it need to look like? So does somebody have to plan the marketing? Yes. Does somebody have to plan the sales? Yes. Does somebody have to plan the phenomenal operation systems? Yes. Does somebody have to make sure that we're profitable and figure out what software we're going to use? Yes. So here's the question. Can any one person do all of this effectively and grow their company? You might get by, but you're going to have a job. No person is capable of doing all of this well and growing the company. Just doesn't happen. Can you see by looking at this chart that why you feel like a slave to your business, why you feel overwhelmed? There are 12 important functions. What happens if you leave one of these functions out or you drop the ball? You're not going to be as effective as you could be. You're not going to grow like you want to grow. You're certainly not going to have a turnkey business. Are you depressed yet? Well, let me give you some good news. The good news is that this chart is also the roadmap. The roadmap to freedom. Here's how it works. You start replacing yourself in these areas. Where do you start? You start on the bottom row. Why do you start on the bottom row? Because the $10 an hour work, the $15 an hour work, the $20 an hour work, you can hire somebody to do those things. How much are you worth as a business owner? A lot more than that. Now, the second question is, which one of these columns should you start with? Should you start with marketing? Get somebody else to do your marketing? Get someone else to do your sales? Get someone else to do the technical work or service that you do? Or to do the accounting and the bookkeeping? The answer to that question is it depends on what your strengths are. You got to stay in your strength zone to be effective. Nobody's good at all these things. You have to hire out or outsource the things that you're not good at. For example, when I first started my first company, I've owned 9 small businesses altogether. I own 4 today, technically. And the thing is that when I started, this was me. And I quickly realized that administration was not my gift. So I got a guy by the name of Scott Zach that handles all that for me. And then I brought on a partner to do the operations part. What did I keep? I kept marketing and sales because that's my strength. We filled in the bottom row with all sorts of people. And then my partners were and myself were handling the rest of this. And then we got other people to help us manage. And then we were just the directors. And then in 2005, I bought both of them out and restructured the team. And it's just been phenomenal. Now, so what happened is all these people who started here on the bottom row moved into the middle row. Then they moved in the director role. They know what to do. They don't need me. I'm still responsible. I am there to coach my directors if they need me. I meet with my administration manager once a month. I meet with my marketing director once a month just to check in and see how they're doing and get reports from them and that sort of thing. I love them like a family, but I don't have to be there at all. That's a turnkey business, is that when your name doesn't even appear on the organizational chart, all right? The number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is what I call FTI, failure to implement. You might know what to do. You might even know how to do it, but you just don't do it. Why? Because you feel like a slave to the business. You're not focused. You're not organized. There's too many balls to juggle. You don't have the right team. You don't have the systems in place. So would you like to know what the four keys to overcoming FTI are? Here they are. Number one is inspiration. Because when you get overwhelmed and you don't see any hope, you get discouraged. And when you're discouraged, you won't take action. You need to be around people and learning from people who have already done what it is that you want to do. Have you ever noticed that business owners that are growing have a vision of the future? Zig Ziglar said that the secret ingredient of success is desire, and desire comes from a vision. We won't be inspired unless we can see the light and see where we're going. We need to stay inspired every day. Number two is organization. There's a lot of things to organize. You got to organize your business. You got to organize your life. One of the things that we teach you how to do is have what we daily time capsule, where you get down to your four projects. You implement some things. You got your one thing. You do that every day, and you move forward. Get everything in the right spot. Number three is critical, and this is where the training really comes in, and that is business training. You know, we know our technical, hopefully we know our technical work well. But business owners, small business owners, are never properly trained in marketing. They're never properly trained in sales. They're never properly trained in systems. They're never properly trained in tracking their numbers, and they're certainly never properly trained in leadership. And that's what we do. Now, the 6-week course, I'll get on webcam, I'll answer any question that you have, or you can type it in. I'll answer it on webcam myself. And we'll support you. And that is number four. We'll do that for 6 weeks. At that point, you can decide whether you want to move forward to the inner circle. You can decide whether you want to get the more complete course with all the bells and whistles and the home study course so that you'll have that. But we'll give you the replay of the 6-week course as long as you show up live. We've got it priced accordingly. The big key is support, because even if you know what to do, even if you know how to do it, even if you know the very best strategy, we get distracted. We get discouraged, we need support, we need encouragement, and we need accountability. So we're doing this to help you move forward so that we can help you further. We're putting it all out there for a very low investment, so that you can know us, like us, trust us. We can help you over the next 6 weeks. This will be the last one that I'm going to do for several months. I seriously doubt we'll do this before the end of the year, and then we're going to get into the first of the year, And if we ever do it at all, again, it's probably going to be in the spring because we've got too many other things scheduled. So here's what I'm going to do. If you'd like to have the bonus items that are not normally included, my book, The 5 Secrets of a Phenomenal Business, I'm going to up it for you. We're going to send you a physical copy in the mail when you enroll in this course today. Second, normally not included, is the Simple Dimple Business Planning document. We're going to send you that. It has the full business assessment in there. Third, we're going to give you, even if you've had one already, or even if you've got one that's due to you, we're going to give you a free business consultation over the phone. That's a $300 value. We'll review your business assessment and give you guidance. But those are all today only offers. Okay? Those are today only offers. All right, now let me do this. I'm going to pull up the web page and I'm going to show you how to join up. And if I can get my team to put that link in the chat and in the questions, then that would be phenomenal. So what you're going to do to enroll in the 6-week course, and by the way, I am going to take questions here in just a minute, so be thinking about the questions you want to ask. But if you enroll today, we're going to give you the bonus of we're going to send you my book. We're going to send you the Simple Dimple Business Plan. We're going to give you an extra consultation over the phone, $300 value, if you join up today, and it's $197, 100% money back guarantee. Those of you that show up live every week, Thursday morning, same time as today, Thursday morning, 9 o'clock Central, we'll go for an hour to hour and a half, depending on the subject and questions. We will send you the replay. If you can't show up live every week, then get the home study course and show up when you want to. All right? I hope that's clear. You can type in any questions that you have about the course. But to register, go to howardpartridge.com/phenomenal. Remember that phenomenal does not have an I in it, but it does have a me in it. And dash systems, howardpartridge.com/phenomenal-systems. So I want you to go to that web page right now. And here's what you're going to see right here. You're going to see the outline of what I'm going to teach you. Again, guaranteed or your money back. You've already done the live session at no charge, so you already did that. It's time to sign up. Okay, live 6-week online course, the very last one. Learn the same systems I use to transform my company into predictable, profitable turnkey operation. They're the same systems I use today, same systems that small business owners just like you are using to revolutionize their business around the world. I showed you some of the testimonials earlier. We have hundreds of those. This is what we did today, GPS tracking. Next week, phenomenal marketing systems, how to consistently generate your perfect niche prospects. I'm going to teach you about experiential marketing. I'm going to teach you what we call the fastest growth tool on the market. Teach you a very simple way of creating marketing copy. And it's all in my 7 M's of phenomenal marketing. Then we're going to go into sales. Once you get those prospects, how do you have a phenomenal sales system where you can close the maximum number of clients? We're going to teach you the 5 ways to overcome objections and how to upsell without offending your customer. Number three is the phenomenal operation systems, how to create those systems so that your team can provide the most phenomenal service experience ever without it relying on you. And then fourth is the phenomenal administration systems, how to maximize your profits. A business without a profit is just a hobby. And then finally is Phenomenal Leadership Systems. I'm going to teach you, if you have employees, this one thing will be worth all the time that you invest, the little bit of money that you invest, everything. I will teach you how to coach an employee who misses the mark without any drama whatsoever. Doesn't matter what they did. No drama. I'll show you how to coach them. All right? So go ahead and sign up today. It's only $197. Never going to happen again. And by the way, you have to sign up for this course before next Thursday. When the next session starts, 7 days from today, we're closing down the registration because this is a live course. Shut it down. But when you order within the next, when you order today, then we're going to give you all those bonus items that I mentioned before. Again, 100% money back guarantee. And we are going to go ahead and take questions now. And let me just confirm that my team has put the link. Okay, the link is in the chat. Let's go ahead and make sure it's in the questions as well. All right. Okay, so my first question for you is, type in the questions bar, what was your biggest takeaway from today's session? Go ahead and type it in right now. And if you have questions for me, go ahead and type those in right now. We have a few minutes for questions. Who has my first question? And type in your takeaway. And if you have already registered, I want you to tell me in the question bar as well. Just type it in, questions for staff. All right? All right, type it in, type it in. My staff can let me know that I'm coming through okay. Ah, there we go. Bill says, been in business 4 years. After this seminar, I feel like I'm on day one. Hey, Bill, the good news is people that have been in business for 30 years feel that way with us. But the better news is that you'll do some things that you've never done before. It'd be awesome. Okay. I don't know how to pronounce this name, but biggest takeaway is replace yourself in me, the organizational chart. Questions for staff. I've already paid the $197. Do I get three bonus offers? Sure, why not? So you just learn how we do things. Great, Steve. Okay. Nathan, I like the four keys to overcoming FTI. Excellent. Joel, failure to implement, the biggest takeaway. All right, any other questions before we close? Any other feedback? Speak now or hold your peace. All right, team, you guys are telling me not to close, go to webinar. Are you going to do that? Tell me what I need to do.
You got it, Howard. I'll go ahead and I'll do it later.
Okay, sounds good. I will leave the webinar, though, right? Is that okay?
Yep, perfect.
Okay. All right. Santiago, man, ladies and gentlemen. So we're heading to D.C. to do a program this evening. Am I meeting you at the office, or are you coming to my house, or what?
I thought I was going to your house.
Awesome. See, we already set that up, planned it up. I sent it to you. Set it, forget it. But I didn't read the thing, so.
Okay. Simple dimple.
Simple dimple. See you here. Text me with the time, okay?
All right, cool.
You're gonna be here. Because remember, we're gonna probably have a little traffic this afternoon being that time of the day.
That time, okay. I got you.
All right, thank you. Oh, I got to do one more thing. Hold up. Don't go anywhere. I got to do one thing. Otherwise, I'll be in so much trouble for my staff. Hold up for me just 1 second. Okay. All right, here's what I'm going to do. Oh, I've hidden my webcam, but you can still see me. Okay. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Oh, there we go. All right, I've got to show you my phenomenal team because I really messed up. I'm going to go ahead and stop my recording right there. All right, and let me pull up my Facebook and show you my phenomenal team. I think I'm at my friend limit, so if you want to stay in touch with us on Facebook, you got to go to my fan page. Yeah, I got 5,000. Got 5,000 friends. Can you imagine that? Okay. So here is this year's picture of Team Phenomenal in Destin, all casual. And by the way, something else that we have, this is a little bonus for you, is we have a phenomenal health program. So if you would like to lose weight and you'd like to get healthier, everybody in this picture has lost a lot of weight, except for maybe Rick. I don't even know if he's on the program yet, but he's 75, so he can do what he wants. I lost 30 pounds, and I feel phenomenal, okay? So this is Team Phenomenal. They will take great care of you. Michelle is our operations manager. Victoria is our marketing manager. Rick Jones is head senior coach. I'm get to be the leader, blessed to do that. Santiago is my right-hand man, knows my systems, teaches my systems like nobody else. And this is Dana, who's brand new with us, but she was family the day that she joined us. So this is Team Phenomenal. By the way, she will be interacting with you mostly. If you have any issues or questions or whatever, she's frontline on the telephone. So any final questions before we close? Great seminar. Thanks, Bill. Hope you join the program or get the home study course. By the way, we have a major conference coming up October 19th through 22nd in Houston. Keep your eyes on your email. And when you do the six-week course, you can really get ahead of the game before you even come to a conference, all right? And Nathan, yes, Santiago and I will enjoy Washington, D.C. and teaching over there. I am Howard Partridge with Team Phenomenal. Our passion is your phenomenal success. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.